And that was Thanatos by Lick the Blade off of their debut album, Graveyard of Empires. And, of course, they are going to be having their CD release party at the Hi-Fi. And I do have those guys on. And I have first time, I guess, for everybody here on my show. We'll kind of go left to right here and who's on the on here. So
I'm Tom, play guitar.
Ted Anderson, lead vocals.
I'm Bill Peters. I'm just hanging out here.
That's the boss.
Yeah, they picked me up on the way over here. I left John Carroll.
He was thumbing. He was
no
like,
car, you know?
We'll work for metal.
First time having all you guys actually on the show.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Never had Bill on the show, and never had any of you guys. Oh, so well. It's pretty. I was actually looking forward to having you guys on. You know, you have a new album out. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about the Hi-Fi gig.
Ted, do you want that? Or?
Well, we have our debut album CD release party Sunday. We go on 9:45, and it's at the Hi-Fi in Lakewood, right off to Detroit.
Doors are 6:30.
Doors 6:30. First
7.
And first band goes on 7, right?
Yeah.
Yes, first band. That would be Threefold Law, right?
Yep.
Yes, and as far as the album's concerned, it's out, and I think it's some good stuff, and I hope everybody enjoys it. I put a lot of work into it. It's going to take you on a nice roller coaster there, I think, you know, because of the diversity of the music. You know, it's aggressive, it's melodic, it takes you through some different caverns here and there. So I like to tell people that sometimes when you think you got it all figured out in the first few songs, keep listening, because it takes a couple twists and turns on you, kind of like a roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Heavy metal
roller coaster.
Now, how did you guys get together? You know, how did you guys all find each other to form the band? I mean, you guys formed, what, like 4 or 5 years ago, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it all kind of pieced together over time. Originally, me and my buddy I went to school with at Kent, we just started drinking on Thursday nights, and we decided we wanted to put a band together, so we wrote some songs. And we got my buddy, Greg, plays drums, and then we got Mike, our bass player, cut a demo with Mike singing, and we realized we needed a vocalist, like, full-time vocalist, so and that's when I ran into Ted.
Yeah, it was a fateful walk through the mall one day, and it was kind of ironic because a few years prior, we'd actually been in separate bands and actually practiced together in two separate rooms that were next to each other in the same building we ended up practicing in when I joined Lick the Blade. I was walking through the mall and I saw Tom. I'm like, hey, what's going on, buddy? And, just jamming this band, and it's called Lick the Blade. And I said, oh, yeah, well, I wasn't in a band at the time. I wasn't looking, but I wouldn't mind being in a band. I'd been out of the scene for a couple of years. And so he gave me a demo. I'm like, oh, man, this stuff kind of fits me like a glove, right? It's like, wow, I grew up on this. This is what, you know, I grew up doing. This is what I do. So I emailed him. I said, dude, this fits me like a glove. So we held a audition, and they said, you got the gig. So I think a few short weeks later, I barely knew the material. We got a gig already. It was at the Fantasy nightclub in Lakewood, right across the street, actually, from the Hi-Fi. And, I remember reading lyrics off the monitor stuff. I mean, I got through it, but, man, I was only in the band just for a few short weeks. And the response was incredible, you know. And we were playing with bands that were like none like we were. They were like three chord kind of punk bands that we were playing with, and we won them over. It was ridiculous.
That's always fun to play with bands like that when you're playing in a full-fledged metal band.
Yes, it was.
So, you know, where'd you guys record the record at? And, you know, maybe tell us a little about the recording process for you.
We recorded at Noise Floor Studios in Bedford. Okay. You got Mark Klein from Breaker, who, and that's his studio. Had a great time working with Mark. It was pretty exciting. I think it turned out really, really great.
It was our first album, and he was really, really good at just
really
helping
with us
along.
Real patient with the whole process.
So that was nice.
You know, kudos to Mark.
Did you learn a lot in the studio? I mean, did you learn a lot of stuff you didn't know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so definitely next time, we go back in, definitely, give us more to go on as far as like being prepared and what to expect and, you know, all the things that can pop up and, you know, just overall just be more prepared.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play a track off the record called Voyage of the Damned, which I think this one is on your MySpace. This song I really liked quite a bit. So check this out, and we'll be back after this. And that's Lick the Blade with Voyage of the Damned off of their new album, upcoming album, their debut album, and called Graveyard of Empires. And, you know, found some members of the band. You know, one thing I wanted to ask Bill, how did you find these guys, and when did you kind of discover them and sign them to the label?
Actually, it was a few years ago. I saw the name listed in the paper. They were playing out, said Lick the Blade. And honestly, I thought it was like a glam hair metal band. And my friend Jamie Walters from Destructor, he actually went out to see them play. It might have been one of your first shows. I don't know, with Ted. And he said, Bill, he goes, oh, you got to see this band Lick the Blade. I'm thinking, oh, man, he's pulling my leg here or something, you know. He's like, no, these guys got your name written all over it, man. It's total 80s underground traditional metal, you know. So
metal.
It was really right from that point there, you know. And
it was kind of cool because I remember meeting Bill at the Jigsaw, and I was like, you know, and I've known the name. I've been listening to the show for years and known the name for a long, long, long time. Long, long, long. Not that old, but Bill is like a local legend here in Cleveland, and it was pretty surreal to actually meet Bill, and he's interested in us. And next thing you know, a few short years later, here we are. We got a debut album out. We've been to Germany. Just all kinds of good stuff, you know.
I really missed working with a new band. I mean, that's something back in the 80s when I started a label, you know, the bands that everyone kind of knows now, Shock Paris, Purgatory, Breaker, Black Death, all those bands were unknown when I started working with them, Destructor, you know, very unknown. And I kind of worked with them and got them to the point where they were, you know, somewhat known. And I really missed that. That's really what I love doing with the label. And that's why I wanted to go out and find a couple bands that were younger and stuff and try to help them get started and hopefully they can go to the next level then.
I think you've done a good job thus far of getting us noticed. What else can I say? We had a beautiful spread in the scene this week. I'd like to thank them for putting us in there and, you know, plugging the show.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing any of this without Bill.
Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, props to Bill.
They're just telling you that to your face.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. Now, you know,
I think you're right.
We love Bill. We love Bill.
You know, it was really funny because when I first discovered you guys, I noticed that a friend of mine from high school was in the band, Brian French. And unfortunately, I was really looking forward to having him come down here, but he's not here. I hope he's listening. He's listening?
French.
I don't know. I hope he is.
And you knew him when he was younger.
I knew him when he was in high school.
Okay.
You know, how did you find him? Let's talk about how you...
Tommy?
Me, Brian, and our bass player Mike all took lessons from a guy named Bernie Hansel. He was in Kratos, and he's been in a lot of cover bands. One of them, Sabbath's Priest, they play out a lot around here.
Our buddy Mike Bunner.
But anyway, we all took lessons together, and we started, I think we started, initially it was like a Merciful Fate cover band.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Mike and French were jamming in a Maiden Motorhead cover band, so... Just from coming and going and seeing each other all the time, eventually we just all ended up jamming together, and it worked out. So
he actually replaced one of our original guitarists in the group when I first joined, Chuck. And Chuck, if you're listening, how you doing? Hope to see you Sunday there. And French, and then we just started. I had just started. Just got done. Learning all the material that was already set in motion, and then so when French came in, we started writing as a group, and the rest is history. Finished. That's about the time where Bill picked up on us.
Let's talk about these Brian high school stories.
Yeah.
I have to tell you one story. The best story ever. The best story. Back when we were in high school, we used to jam together, my buddy Drob's basement, and. What was really funny, we'd always go cruising out in his car. He had his 86 Mustang. And what was really funny...
It's a beautiful year, too.
An 86, like, V6 Mustang. And the funniest thing I was just thinking about, the funniest memory we ever had was we were listening... We'd always listen to Slayer and Motorhead in the car. We pull into this church to turn around, and his stereo just stopped working. We were listening to Rain and Blood.
Oh, and, man. That's metal, man. That's
and, and like, we were, like, sitting there, like, you got to be kidding me. The stereo don't work, right? And we couldn't. It wouldn't work. It was a cassette tape. We thought it'd eat the
tape.
And
then God spoke.
So then we pull out of the church, and, like, 2 minutes later, the stereo works.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, so that is man. That is a great French story.
That's an awesome story.
Among others.
That's like a deadly omen.
Like, I can't mention the other stories.
Oh. But, we know him as this quiet guy now. I can't believe these stories.
Yeah, Brian, very, very reserved.
Blowing things up and, oh, my God.
Wow, and that time with the
Royal
goat,
Donut
I
Shop?
Mean, no, I'm just kidding.
The Royal Donut
You mad
Shop.
Man.
Oh, man.
That was his favorite spot right there, Royal Donut. They used to have him and Mike used to have these... Like snap, different flavors of Snapple. It was a different guitar player that they liked. Like one was a Randy, one was an Eddie. I forget what the flavors were now, but it was
funny.
Oh
man!
They'd go to the gas station, get me an Eddie, give me a Randy, which I have Van Halen and Randy Rhodes. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
So right, right.
Like, give me a Randy.
Snapple was doing
it's
that,
tough
huh?
Call. Tough call.
Oh man!
Yeah, we used to go to this record store called Repeat the Beat.
Oh, it's not I know that one.
It used to be in
off Tiedemann.
Yeah, I think it was Tiedemann or Biddle for somewhere like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's right.
a friend used to. One of our friends tripped and fell in the doorway, like this revolving door, and like it was no. Every time we'd go in there, he'd be like, "Watch your step." Like every time you'd walk in there,
boom.
Oh my God! And we used to go in there and find.
Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
We would go to like the dollar CD section or like 50-cent CDs and find like the weirdest thing we could possibly find.
The most avant-garde.
I found Creator that way, actually.
Wow.
We found actually it was really funny. I think me and my friend Mike found Armored Saint that way, which was
oh yeah.
We see this thing Armored Saint. We open it up. We're like, oh my God, it's John Bush.
Yeah,
never
yeah,
heard
yeah.
Him before,
oh
so.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my all-time favorites, Shattered Records.
Oh yeah, that was
yeah,
that was
Shattered
cool.
Was a great.
Got
great
a lot of record. Vintage Maiden vinyl.
Exactly.
From there.
You can find
picture
some
discs.
Really cool imports and. Yep.
It's pre-internet. When I
yeah,
find
you're right. Definitely
go on eBay now.
Right. Yeah, no problem. You know, or like so, they say in German, no problem.
No problem. Germany is always fun. tell me about your trip to Germany. Since we're kind of on that subject, you played a festival over there, and tell me how that went, and you know what you guys, you know where you guys played at, and who you played with, and stuff like that. So
it was a good time. We played with a lot of good bands. It was the Headbangers Open Air Festival. It was the 11th year, Bill.
12th.
Yeah, right.
I think 11th. It was 12th, wasn't it?
Well, let's see. 10th year. 10th technically was 2007, so yeah, 12.
Okay.
But there's some
12.
Dispute about that.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
But anyway.
Sold out.
Yeah, it was
about 40
a great
kilometers
show.
From Hamburg, out in kind of farmlandish area.
About 2,500 people.
All diehards, no.
Diehard no underground metal fan. I mean, when we walked on stage, it was like 1984. 485 here, mm-hmm. Right in the epitome, you know, right in the peak of 80s metal over here. It never stopped over there. It was yep. Like, wow, so many denim jackets and so many patches. You know, you still have those here, but you go over there, it was like everybody. Imagine 2,000 of those. And over there, they overlap them over there.
2,000 metal warriors.
They are diehard.
Metal warriors.
It was, you know, we went on first. We started off the whole festival. And when I walked on stage, it was incredible because 5 minutes prior, there was nobody by the stage. I walk out. It was probably close to 2,000 people just from the get-go. Mm-hmm. It was filled up. I mean, as far as you could see, there was people. You know what I mean? And they were just like fists in the air. They were ready. It was on. It was just incredible. And we got a good response. Met a lot of cool people. Had a lot of good times on the cool bus. Which was like our borrowed German tour bus.
Yeah, we had an Auburn tour bus.
Auburn tour bus over...
Actually, ours was the best one in the whole festival.
That was the best-looking bus.
Usually the band Bullet has the best bus, but we beat them.
It had character, but I think the cool bus beat it, man.
Yeah, ours
and
beat them.
Everybody wanted to come on the cool bus.
I mean, everybody did come on.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Lots of Jägermeister drank on the cool bus.
Oh.
Yes, Jägermeister, the German coffee, I call it.
Well, we're going to play a track off this. Actually, track three, or I guess the second actual song in the record, I'd like to say, Royal Blood.
Cool.
And you can check out Lick the Blade, of course, myspace.com, Lick the Blade. And they do have their CD release show, as I've said about a million times, and I'm going to keep saying for the rest of the show on Sunday the 8th, starting at 6:30 at the Hi-Fi Club. So here you go. And we're back here on the Metal Command Show. And, of course, was Rebellion, Resistance, Rebellion, and Death. And you said it was written by Brian?
Yeah,
it sure was.
Dude, why? I hope he's listening.
Yeah,
well, you know what the good thing is? The good thing is that this will be on the Metal Command website, so he'll be able to download it and hear us making fun of him on the air.
That's funny. Man. Brian's good dude.
That's okay. I'm sure.
It's a good song. You should have been here to
support it.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I like
it. And it definitely got a nice little plug in the scene.
Yeah.
It really gave a good compliment, and it mentioned a couple of our songs. One, the first being Resistance, Rebellion, Death from the scene on this week's write-up. And, you know, it's good to hear stuff like that, you know. And, again, thanks to the Scene magazine, and of course the Free Times. They've had us in their magazine a few times and had lots of good stuff to say. So enough with that, and thank you for having us on the Metal Command.
Well, hey, it was good having you on. I would like to have you guys on again. You got something else going on, and
Before we go, like to mention the other great bands that'll be playing with us: Venom and James. We got Threefold Law, and then we got Shades of Remembrance, and then on the side stage in between sets, we have
Helen Money.
Helen Money.
She's
an accomplished cello player, and mm-hmm. she has a new album out. She's a pretty renowned artist. She's got this kind of horror thing going on with
some
the cello.
Of it, yeah.
Really, really kind of kooky, wacky stuff going on there, and I'm looking forward to checking that out. Plus, we have the...
she'll be playing quick 15-minute sets and while the bands are changing over.
Yeah.
So,
and we have a friend of Bill's from Germany that flew over. She mm-hmm. would have been on Bill's show tonight, but she was very jet lagged and she just fell out. So she's going to be kind of emceeing and hosting, the show and introducing.
Jet lag's the best way to go do anything.
So. Exactly, it's just like you're like on a drug, but you're not on a drug.
I love jet lag. It's, most people hate it.
It's a floaty situation, isn't it? So, anything else?
No, just like I said, I mean, the other thing is, are you going to be doing any other shows besides, obviously, your CD release party?
Yeah, we're opening up for Eternal Legacy, actually, for their CD release party.
And, by the way, shameless plug, they will be here on the show November 20th.
There you go.
Great.
It's a free show, too.
Good guys. Uh-huh. Eternal Legacy, big supporter of those guys. Great musicians. Good guys. We've had a number of shows with them. And if they're listening, hey, what's up, guys? Sean and Jason.
Speaking of that band, I had to have been like 4 or 5 years ago when singing with Mo Rage, and we played a show with them. And they were like, you're talking like, I mean, I don't even think Bill had signed them yet. And like, I remember watching those guys. And I'm like, man, these guys are going to like do something. And
now,
I go to their MySpace and their second album's out. And I did a couple songs that were on there. I think it sounded pretty good.
They're pretty ripping.
I think it sounded really good.
I think they played some new stuff the last time we played with them before the Jigsaw closed. I think, actually, it's weird because we played, the last time we played with Eternal Legacy was like maybe 2-3 weeks prior before them closing down.
Yeah.
So, and that was a great show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was good. I was there.
That'd have been to see there. 500-600 people there, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
It was loaded almost to capacity.
And it was like a snowstorm.
Yeah, it was a bad night.
Do you remember all those people? Night, yeah. Like all those people were illegally parking and getting cops everywhere. And
it didn't matter because it was just so bad out.
Yeah,
it was great. That place was crazy. I pulled up. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a good show because I couldn't find no parking.
Yep. So. I remember, and that was the first time I saw Brian. I saw him on stage. I was up front. He looked down. Dude, the best look at me. He looked down like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude. He, like, waved at me.
Yeah. That's funny because Brian, we talked, and it's so funny because, like, when we were over in Germany, and, it's like he was so concentrating on just making sure everything went right that he forgot to – take it all in, enjoy the moment.
Yep.
You know, and if you see some go on our MySpace or no, go on the Allburn Records MySpace and look at all the pics that were there. There's one section. There's like 400 and something pictures from the show, the cool bus. Check out the cool bus, and there's some pictures of French and one somebody left a comment, it was just like, because this look on his face, like he was just angry. Yeah, yeah. It was so intense, like deer in the headlights almost, you know?
Dude, that was the same look he had in high school.
That was a good picture, actually, though.
And I'm like, Frank, but it's funny because we just had that conversation, like, man, I really took that for granted. I should have enjoyed it more and stuff. I said, it was an intense moment, yeah. You know? It's hard to really rehearse all your
line to make sure you do a good job. Well,
and you want to do good.
Even back. See, I mean, when I played in a band with him, we were in high school. The one thing I do remember is that he was very focused on what he was doing. And,
right.
You know, obviously, listening to this record, I mean,
that's
I think
why
that,
he's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was really focused on playing and practicing. And
right.
I'll tell you what, you know, on the album, it pretty much shows that. You know, so.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you for having us on.
Hey,
looking forward to seeing you Sunday, man.
Hey,
and all you folks out there, you crazy metalheads, come out Sunday to the Hi-Fi on Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio, and hang out with us. And it's going to be a good show. It really is.
Going to play another track off this record. Play two more tracks. We'll play one at the end of the hour as well. We'll play Pandemonium to Chaos.
All right.
And we're back here in the Metal Command, and you just heard the song From Pandemonium to Chaos off of Lick the Blade's debut album, Graveyard of Empires. And I'll tell you what, very good record. I'm definitely looking forward to listening to it over the course of the week, and going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go see them. Go see the show. Seriously, I'm definitely going. It'll be the first show I've really been to around here in quite a long time. And so, you know, you get to check them out. Got three pretty good bands on the bill, and it's $5 to get in, right? $5.
Yeah.
$5 to get in. So, definitely worth the $5, and it's going to be a lot of fun Sunday night.
We're gonna have, of course, the CDs, t-shirts.
CDs, t-shirts, and stuff like that. And going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to play part of the Seven Seas of Fate trilogy you got going on here. A song called Red Warning. It's going to end off this hour. And, again, if, as always, with all the interviews on the Metal Command show, you can go to the Metal Command archive on metalcommand.net, and I will, of course, we'll have that interview probably up there Monday or Tuesday, and, you know, I'll post my weekly blog about the show and stuff like that. So check it out. Here is Red Warning by Lick the Blade.